Oh, Michael, 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 Michael. Aren't you just the greediest little cunt? It's like the second you're out of my sight, you immediately step out of line. Like, did you really fucking think I wouldn't find out? Oh, I get it. You have your urges. The urge to just whip out your cock and edge endlessly for hours. The urge to feverishly stroke any time the thought so much as crosses your mind. Without my supervision. Without my permission. You're so fucking disobedient when your master isn't around, aren't you, cunt? So impulsive. So self-serving. So incapable of waiting patiently for my permission like a good fucking boy. I thought we had established this by now. Don't you know that cock belongs to me? That's right. That's my cock. That's my cum. And I'll be completely honest. I don't appreciate that you've been taking liberties with my cock. Playing with it anytime you like. Using it for your own pleasure, even when I'm not around. When you know damn well that it's my property. That you're my property. Mine and only mine. Isn't that right? Say yes, Miss Penny. Me and my cock belong to you. Say it. Good. That's better. See, maybe you're not helpless after all. But that doesn't mean you're not going to be punished. You heard me, pet. I can't just let this type of behavior go uncorrected. No, bad behavior without recourse is just positive reinforcement. And I need my little slut to be obedient, subservient, someone who's eager to please and actually able to follow instruction. But you're just glutton for fucking punishment, aren't you, Michael? Is that why you've been misbehaving? Or is it that you just desperately crave my attention? You want to stroke your cock for me and be called a good boy. But you'll settle for being reprimanded if it means you get to spend time in my presence. Isn't that it? To hear my voice. To submit to my control. To witness and bask in my power. You need to be owned by someone strong and fearless like me, don't you? I know, lost little puppies tend to go astray and get lost, don't they? That's exactly why I'm going to make sure you're collared from this point moving forward. That's right. From now on, whenever you're in my presence, I'm going to keep my puppy on a short leash. Perhaps not just in close quarters either. Maybe I'll walk you around on a leash in public too. Have you followed me around the mall? Make you sniff my ass like a bitch in heat. Make you kiss my legs and my feet. Make you wait on all fours so that you're always ready at a moment's notice. Ready for when I wind your leash around my hand, shortening it until your pathetic face is just inches from my perfect pussy, and I command you to eat. Forcing you to bury your face in my pussy right in the mall parking lot, regardless if there's people around, until my juices are just dripping off your lips and your face resembles a glazed donut. Instead of selfishly serving your aching cock, actually making yourself useful for once. Isn't that what you want? You can't help but crave my command, can you, pet? I can tell. I know your type. You just need someone like me to take control. Someone who knows exactly what they want and how to get it. Someone who knows exactly what you desire and knows how to exploit it. Someone who not only inflicts the wounds, but licks them after. Someone you're compelled to praise even when you're being punished. You just need to serve a superior woman like me, don't you, Michael? Well, here's your opportunity to prove it. I want you to go find a marker or a pen, it doesn't matter. Do it now. I'll wait. Have you found one? Good. Now take that and write on your thigh, Miss Penny's property. Because that's what you are, my property. And I want you to write it nice and big too. That way even your small-minded self won't likely forget. Is it done? Good. Now that we've established who you and your cock belong to, I want you to stroke it for me. I mean, you've been doing all this practicing in your free time, despite not having my permission. Now's your chance to put on a show for me. I want to watch you shake and squirm and moan like a little slut. Go ahead. Pull it out and start playing with it. Oh, don't be shy now. You and I both know you're no stranger to this. Show me what a good fucking boy you can be and start slowly stroking your cock for me. Nice and slow. Up and down. Until it's marble hard and throbbing. Until you twitch from even the slightest touch. Until you just can't fucking take it. That's right, slave. Show me how bad you want to be a good boy for me. Show me that your cock and your cum all belongs to me. Show me that you can follow instructions. Show me that your purpose is to serve me. That's right. Just like that. Feel the warm sensations spreading throughout your body. Feel your muscles start to tense up as you start to pick up the pace. Feel your hips thrusting to meet your hand as you stroke up and down, over and over. Does that feel good, slave? Now do it faster. That's right, faster. It's almost too much, isn't it? You can feel your balls starting to swell, can't you? You want to come for me, don't you, slave? Say yes, Miss Penny. Please let me come for you. Go ahead, say it. Oh, that's right. Good boy. I'm going to count down from 10, and I'm going to let you come for me. But when I get to 2, I want you to remove your hands and come on command. You don't get that last stroke. That one is your tax for using your cock as a personal pastime when you know it belongs to me. So are you going to be a good boy for me and come? Good. 10, your muscles are getting tighter. 9, 8, your body temperature has risen. 7, 6, your balls are swollen and throbbing. 5, 4, your hips are thrusting upward with each stroke. 3, 2, your toes are starting to curl. Remove your hands and 1, come. Come for me. Come for me. That's right, baby. Let it all out. Give me all of my cum. It's mine. I want all of it. Give it to me. See, doesn't that feel better when you're returning your cum to its rightful owner, Michael? What I should do is lock your cock up until the next time I feel like playing. Since, you know, it does belong to me.